From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The UN cautioned Monday that unless firm action is taken, the landlocked Central African Republic could descend into chaos, marked by mass atrocities and even a civil war. The UN said that nearly all 4.6 million people in the CAR are enduring dire hardships and danger. Those warnings came as the UN is considering deploying a peacekeeping operation to the increasingly lawless country. The U.S. has pushed back against China's declared air defense zone by flying an aircraft over the East China Sea. The Chinese had announced their new air rules last Saturday. The East China Sea contains islands that are a source of controversy between China and Japan. Pope Francis has written his first major work, laying out his concerns and vision for the future of the Catholic Church. He suggests major changes to the Catholic status quo are necessary, saying power should be decentralized from the Vatican proper. Priscilla Huff has more.
Evangelii Gaudium, The Joy of the Gospel, is an apostolic exhortation, more than 80 pages long. In it, the Pope addresses concerns about the Vatican's bureaucracy, writing that he worries about a church which is unhealthy from being confined and from clinging to its own security. While theologians and analysts are calling it the Manifesto of Francis and a Magna Carta for church reform, others note that it does not address key women's issues, including the ordination of women, and Pope Francis repeats the Catholic Church's opposition to abortion.
The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, is refusing to back down on his decision not to sign a security deal with America. U.S. envoy Susan Rice has told President Karzai that delaying the signing until after next year's elections is not viable. Kate Fisher reports.
The security agreement allows thousands of U.S. troops to remain in Afghanistan after the end of the combat mission next year. A Grand Assembly of Elders meeting in Kabul has called for the deal to be signed this year, but President Karzai said it should wait until after the election scheduled for April. He wants